Isn't this a sports show?
Papa, tell me about the radio days.
Almost entirely.
I remember hearing this one radio show where they did nothing but visual gags on an audio medium. The host did a whole segment with his nose taped to his forehead.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
No questions so far.
No questions so far. Nobody wants to ask me anything.
No one's watching.
Oh, goodness.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
I've carried this Patrick Mahomes hype for a full-term pregnancy.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
I want to birth it into the world.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Did you miss us?
No.
Did you notice we were gone?
What?
We didn't have a show yesterday.
We didn't?
Beards was actually producing the whole thing. He couldn't even tell the difference. He was actually running KU baseball, but he listened so poorly that he didn't even recognize the difference.
It was about as depressing.
That's fair. KU baseball got rocked yesterday, but they ended up playing yesterday because they had a big upset victory.
KU beat Texas in baseball.
It's pretty good. That's a pretty good, very narrow meme to address here. I like that.
Yeah, I'm playing to the specialists.
We're back here now, though, for a good 2 hours to bring you out into the weekend. And this weekend also, I'm going to have stories for Monday because of the things I'm doing this weekend. Tomorrow morning, I'm playing in one charity softball game and doing like the play-by-play and PA announcing for the second. I guess vice versa. I think I'm PAing the first one and then playing in the second one. Also, this is causing me to miss a wedding that was scheduled for the same day. So Renee is going to this wedding, and I am doing charity softball things. So that's a rift brewing in the relationship. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be out at the sporting game partaking in the media shootout thing at halftime. So I may come back on Monday with no girlfriend and one ACL. This is a distinct possibility. So we'll see how that goes. That's something you can look forward to for Monday's show. What exactly, what damage will be addressed from over the weekend?
And that's like the best case scenario, right?
Oh, yes. And also, not Monday. I lied. We're off on Monday.
Yay!
Tuesday. So Monday, I might be out. I don't know. Maybe I'll come. Maybe I'll have.
You'll come in anyway?
No, absolutely not.
Fair.
Sit in the studio for 2 hours just talking to a microphone that's not turned on?
Yeah.
I will not do that. I will make my family listen to me talk or my house. I don't know what I'm doing on Memorial Day.
You're going to carry around a microphone and just talk into it just throughout the day.
That's true.
Yes.
That's 100% true. I really want to get one of those like Britney Spears headset mics so I don't have to always, you know, be holding a my Yeti or whatever.
When I was little, we used to have like one of those headsets that you like plug into your cell phone or whatever.
Yeah,
where it looks like you were like,
you look like you're trying to sell. You're trying to sell life insurance to someone over the phone.
Oh, well, I was gonna say like I was a super spy or something, but sure, yeah.
Well,
that too.
At the time, that's how I would have viewed it, and now I see that.
Yes.
I see telemarketer.
That is totally fair.
Yeah. No, that's a good. I'm glad that we figured out the difference there. Yes, 100%.
That's what I imagine you walking around with, just one of those headsets.
I think that's what I want to be.
A telemarketer?
Someone with a headset. Oh. Regardless of the profession. But so we were off yesterday kind of by accident. We were bumped yesterday, but it was fine. And we're off on Monday, scheduled off day. Scheduled day's rest because boy, our beards and I are just exhausted. We work hard on this dang show. So we'll be back on Tuesday, but you got 2 hours of us today. And there are things that we can and will talk about. I just wrote down, if you heard me kind of, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you hear me go, and just try to fill some silence with some noise, it's usually because I'm typing something or reading something. Just then, I want to let you know, I was writing down a question from around the horn that we'll get to later that I just simply could not possibly care less about.
Is it the one that's currently on TV?
Nope. I didn't even want you to see it.
Oh, interesting.
I wanted to sneak that headline out, that question out, and add it to the list of things that we can talk about today, because it's just the most vapid possible question. So we'll get there eventually. Patrick Mahomes and the crew spoke at OTAs yesterday. I listened to all of it. Mahomes had the most interesting clip, maybe the two most interesting clips. So we'll get there eventually. Also, Beards and I have pretty much determined that we are going to talk about pizza at some point today.
Be jealous.
I'm going to start with why we're going to talk about pizza, and then I'll tease what we're going to do with the pizza talk. But I have a coupon with me right now that I found as I was reorganizing my desk for a free, large, one-topping pizza from Papa John's. There are a few clauses in here that are brilliant and a few things in here that are not the ideal coupon. We will dissect this, but I think it was, I don't know if it was last night, two nights ago at some point, I don't want to say so desperately desired actual hot food and not whatever I had left in the freezer or fridge. But I had the realization that it had been like a week since I had, I don't know, had food that wasn't out of my fridge or freezer, which is good for my wallet probably. But it was just kind of startling, like, wow, it's just been so long since I've had anything other than loose spinach and cereal and deli meat just with my hands. And I thought, oh man, you know, it sounds amazing. Pizza sounds amazing. And then I found this coupon today, which I thought I still had. I found it today. And I'm going to be at the station really late tonight because I'm doing Royals pre- and post-game. And so I have already planned out when and how I'm getting this pizza. And I just couldn't be more excited about it. This prompted a brief conversation with Beards and I before the show until Beards went, nope, pizza rankings. That's what we're doing today. And I respect Beards' ideas when they're good. And that's a pretty good idea. So we're eventually gonna circle back on that. Beards and I have very different pizza preferences. I think there are some places where we can find some common ground. But that might just be next segment, because I'm already so hungry. Like, I'm having a hard time not thinking about just getting pizza as soon as possible.
Pizza does sound good.
It usually does?
Oh, yes. No, pizza never doesn't sound good. I don't know if there were like five double negatives there, but sure.
There have been times when I've had pizza like 2 days in a row and someone's like, what about pizza? And I'm not like, oh, gross pizza. It's like, oh, but maybe fajitas? Yes.
Yeah.
But you're right. I've never been like, pizza, ugh, gross. What a bad idea.
Pizza is never disgusting. Well, I shouldn't say that. But it always sounds good.
Yeah. The idea of pizza is always good. And I think I have my my all-time, like, I have like a favorite pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a go-to type of pizza at, like, a more artisanal. I'm going to make it a more artisanal choice. I want to talk about that, but I also first want to play you sound that we talked about a little bit. Actually, I don't even know if we talked about it on the show yet. That I tweeted about. We certainly haven't played it on the show, but I tweeted about it, and it got some run, and I literally just wanted to do this first because I did a thing that got a bunch of retweets. And that's honestly, that's how I measure success in this world. We were out of the T-Bones game on
blank day.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
A day that ends in day.
It was definitely Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember which.
Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But after the show one day, we went out and Rudy and I went out to the T-Bones game because former Jayhawk Frank Mason was out there. And we were given a time that there was a press conference and a time that there was a first pitch to be thrown by Frank Mason. And then we were told that we, at some point in there, were going to get a few minutes to talk to Frank Mason on location. Well, when we got there, the press conference had happened an hour before we were told it was going to be, so we missed that. The first pitch had already happened, so we missed that. And when we got there, Frank Mason and his people were walking up to the autograph table to sign autographs for fans, which took about 30 minutes, so we whiffed on that. But Rudy and I just stood there with the iPad and the microphone and everything for like 30 minutes just waiting for Frank Mason, because I talked to his agent or whatever. Like, hey, we're from 810. We're supposed to get a one-on-one with him. And they get, we'll just hang out and we'll get it. By the time we actually got to when we could talk with Frank Mason, the agent or whatever was like, we got to go. We got to hurry. This has got to be fast. I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll do it in like, we'll, we get like, yeah, a couple minutes. And so we did it. And I, the whole audio of this, I probably should have just grabbed the whole audio, cleaned up the whole audio so you could listen to how. Feel free to turn your microphone on, Beers.
I've got the whole thing saved.
Yeah. We might play that eventually. So you can just hear how, like, Jimmy Fallon I am in this moment. It's really high strung. I'm super high strung. It's almost like, it's kind of TMZ sort of style of, like, gorilla interview. It wasn't. I wasn't chasing him. He stood there with us, and, like, he knew that was part of the deal.
Shaky cam footage. Frank, wait up!
Yeah, like, it really...
Why are you running away?
Right. It felt kind of like that. It wasn't the ideal... excuse me. It wasn't the ideal setup, but we got through it. I ended up... This interview took 90 seconds. Legitimately 90 seconds. And, It was fine, but there was one question that I asked him that got an actual answer that ended up with some of those good retweets. So I asked Frank Mason. I didn't ask him about the Kings. I asked him who he plays for now. He plays for Sacramento Kings now.
Oof.
I said, "Do you feel like Kansas City would be a good home for an NBA team?" And his answer was really good.
I think it'll be great. I think Kansas City will handle it the right way, man. And that'll be an unbelievable thing if they can do that. And if I can get the Kings to go back to Kansas City, that'll be nice, man.
Whoa! Breaking news! Frank Mason wants his team to relocate. I also asked him, I said, if you're the GM of the Kings, who do you take at number two? If everybody's, you know, whoever wants on the board. And he said, DeAndre Ayton. Got an actual answer from an athlete. Don't scoff at that. Do you have any idea how hard it is to get an actual answer from a professional athlete?
Oof.
It's difficult. Man, I just want the best player available, you know, whoever we can take and make the team make the team better.
I don't know, man. I'll leave that up to the GM.
I leave that up to the GM. You know, I just play. I hope it's somebody that I can play with, you know, we make this team better.
Or he, like, picks a college teammate or something.
Yep, right. He could have said, yeah, you know who I want it to? Devontae.
Yeah. We don't need De'Aaron Fox.
Nope.
Oh,
right.
Wait a second. Nope.
See,
bad
that's
idea.
The thing.
Bad idea.
That's the thing. If you say anything, you are kicking someone. Who's the number one big man on the Kings right now? Beards, this is what you exist for. If you don't know this, literally no one does.
The number one big man or just a big man?
I guess a big man on the Kings.
Skal Labissiere.
So by saying DeAndre Ayton, he's kind of saying, yeah, I'd like for Skal Labissiere to move to the G League, excuse me.
Oh gosh, they've got a 1,200 big men.
DeAndre Ayton would be better than all of them immediately.
Bruno Caboclo, Willie Cauley-Stein,
okay, that's a name I know.
Jack Cooley, who I've never heard of. Harry Giles.
I always want to call him Harry Styles, literally
yep.
Every time.
Nigel Hayes, Josh.
It's fine, this game sucks.
Costa Kufis and Zach Randolph and then Skal.
Oh, I forgot Zach Randolph was
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
He's coming to the Kansas City in our expansion draft.
Oh, yes, I'll take it.
So, like, anyway, any answer can be twisted into something that gets back to your team, whatever. I was stunned whenever he said, yeah, if we could get the Kings to move back, that'd be great. Whoa, really? That was kind of fun. And I could, obviously, it makes sense. Like, if anyone from Sacramento was like, what? You're here, man. Like, he played basketball in this market for 4 years. He's been with you for one. This market was really good. Sacramento's not exactly a basketball city. I mean, what is it if it's not?
At least the team's not a basketball team.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't think that he in any level meant to shade Sacramento. But it was kind of fun. It was a fun time out there. Also, we I don't think we have the audio for this. This is disappointing. I really should have gotten it. Actually, you know what? We do have the audio. Not only did I talk to Frank Mason, I also talked to Sizzle, the T-Bones mascot, out at T-Bone Stadium, and I asked Sizzle. I said, "What did you? What do you need to tell us?" I was very nervous. He's a big celebrity. I said, "Sizzle, what do you need to tell us about this T-Bones team? What can we expect from the team this season?" Yeah. That was Sizzle, the T-Bones mascot. Talk to him. There's video of that also, which
he's
you may get. You may get more out of the video. The video was pretty good. But that's the audio.
Riveting stuff.
He's more of a TV guy than a radio guy. Everybody's got that, you know. Everybody's a more natural fit for TV or radio. Even though I have a face for TV, you know, got in a body for it. I mean, to be honest, you know, I have the verbosity for radio.
My dad always told me I had a face for radio. Thanks, Dad. I got it from you.
Yeah, that's a pretty tough angle to take there. Hey, son, who is half my genetic material, you're ugly.
Hey, face for radio. He was being nice.
Fine. Whatever. That's not a compliment.
I'm so bright my dad calls me son. Nope, I'm good.
You just show yourself.
Nope, I'm good. It's too early to go to break.
I'm so bright, my dad calls me son. I have a couple things to call you.
Like what?
I can't
PG,
say it.
PG, PG.
I can't say that on the radio. You're a black hole is what you are. Keeping with the celestial theme. Consuming everything. Space, light, time, good radio content. Slurping it all up. I hope everyone enjoyed that wonderful sonic experience. What else did we do? Oh, I went out and dressed like Patrick Mahomes at the T-Bones game. That was the other thing. This must have been Wednesday, because I feel like I would have talked about this on the show, but we didn't have a show yesterday. I mean, one of us could just check my, like, Facebook or Twitter or whatever, probably. But I went out to the merch store, and I yanked my sleeves way up. May 22nd. Nope, this would have been Wednesday. This would have been Tuesday. Right? This is good radio. What day is it is good radio? You dropped your pen? Were you doing calculus to figure out what day it is?
No, it just fell.
This was Tuesday night. What was so good about the show Wednesday that we just didn't talk about
NFL.
It?
NFL. Anthem stuff.
That's the answer.
Yep.
That's what happened. The NFL gave us such good content that I never talked about what I did out of the T-Bones. I also was deeply embraced by Sizzle, got a big mascot hug, that was exciting. And I was wearing my jorts, so I got one of those T-Bones vests and a visor and did a who wore it better kind of type of thing. I'm going to go ahead and say it was a tie. I'm the only one that would say it was a tie, but I'm saying it's a tie. I had a good time. Got this good retweets. But yeah, you're right, Beard. That's exactly what happened. Like, this would have been, like, obviously we got, you know, it's just something to talk about. And it just got completely steamrolled because the NFL was being a big dumb idiot again. Thank you, NFL. You keep us floating. You keep our heads above water. Whenever we come back, pizza talk.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Here's what they could do. They could replace Tic Test if every week they're like sending us like different weird pizzas. But we would ideally go from Tic Test to some delicious pizza from your pizza company here, and then we would nibble on that, talk about some sports and stuff and how good this pizza is. Uh-oh, we got a sponsor that loves us forever and that we will love forever.
And gives us like $10 million each.
With Joshua Briscoe.
My headphones cut out, and I'm pretty sure I heard you say, and gives us $10 each, and that would also be dope.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I forgot about that idea. It's such a good idea. We could do our Facebook Live videos, and instead of eating Japanese snacks, by the way, I ordered a bunch, and they still haven't gotten here yet. It was like 2 weeks ago.
Your computer got here, though.
My computer is here. It's in the studio. I'm not using it, but it's here. I'm going to work on it some tonight. We could just eat pizza from your company here and then talk about the sports news of the day.
I think this is the second pizza liner that I have.
I just want to do that. Why can't we just do that? Are no pizza places listening? There are so many delicious pizza places that would absolutely fit the bill here.
Totally.
Man, it's 4:30. I'm not going to be able to eat until like 7. And I got this pizza coupon just sitting here. All right, so Beard said pizza rankings. And we're going to do that. But I've looked at this coupon 100 times because I'm just sort of staring at it wistfully. And it says, you know, free large one topping pizza. And this brings me to an interesting question. That if we're mandating a a marinara sauce basic base for sauce and cheese on a hand tossed pizza. If that's the base that we're mandating here, what's the one topping that you pick? I've never been a huge meat on pizza person. Oh, I do like a nice chicken pizza, especially from a particular place that we'll eventually discuss. But my favorite pizza topping is pineapple. This is when you can tweet me at JB Briscoe and tell me that I'm a big stupid idiot. My favorite pizza topping is pineapple. Is this pizza related, Beards? Not okay. We'll come back to the pizza conversation then, because Beards has informed me that George is back, and when George appears, the show comes to a screeching halt for him. We will do this every day if he wants. As soon as I hit the button, there we go. Okay, George, where are we at today? What's going on?
Very quick, Canadian. Well, not very quick because I got a bunch to talk about.
Yes.
Firstly. Canadian bacon, pineapple, and green pepper.
It's good. That is a strong contender.
And it's got to be diced green pepper, not just the strips.
Also a better, that's an appropriate addition. So far, so good. I'm getting a pen. I'm writing this down.
Ever popular Hawaiian pizza. And there are people who do a Hawaiian pizza, but they like to add weird stuff on it. And I say pineapple's not weird. Weird stuff on a pineapple on a Hawaiian pizza.
I like a good. I think my favorite combo, like just in general, is pineapple and onion, and maybe some green pepper. I like a little onion added to that whole Hawaiian experience.
Red or white?
Oh, white.
Oh, okay.
Actually, cool. Well, you know what? I'll take both. My thought was white onions.
I'll tell you why. Red onion for me is only on salads.
Yeah, it's very sharp.
It's very cool if you want to do it on a certain hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think of red onion in salads.
Agreed.
Now, hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I understand I didn't miss anything yesterday because you guys weren't on duty.
That is 100% accurate. We had no show yesterday. You missed nothing but KU baseball.
Well, then I actually heard a little bit of that as I was leaving the courthouse after being summoned. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, George. I'd like to know why you were at the courthouse. What were you summoned for?
Well, you know, somebody somewhere, it's allegedly, didn't pay a car payment bill.
I don't know who that person would allegedly be, but it sounds like they're getting the raw end of a deal.
Well, you know, hey, if there's a good pro bono lawyer who's listening, let me know.
You can call George by just calling us, and then we'll tell George to call us again, and we'll hook you guys up.
Anywho, hello again. On Wednesday, I kind of came in and went like a dart,
uh-huh.
but But I actually gave some thought, and it was good that I gave some thought, to an idea on the NFL flag issue.
Sure.
Okay. Now, the first thing is, I am not taking any side. I recuse myself. How's that the word for
good.
Modern day?
That's very good.
I'm recusing myself from taking a side.
Just like your parking ticket.
That too. but the reason being is because I absolutely understand that everybody has the right to express themselves any way they want in this great country of ours.
Mm-hmm.
So long as it does not physically, emotionally affect somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not financially.
Right.
That's the other side of it. Because the owners have every right to dictate what they want to have their players do while in their employ, during their employee time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and being on the field during the national anthem is during, like it or not, during their employee time.
Mm-hmm.
That said, here's my thought to our players out there. You want to show that you still respect the flag, respect who and what it stands for, but you feel that being on the field is not the best thing for you and your personal values to represent.
Mm-hmm.
They all have to stand for the national anthem. Great. You don't have to be there. Great. Where's your helmet? Put the helmet in the line with all the other players who aren't there, and in the little ear hole, stick a flag.
That's kind of interesting.
That's all. You know that's going to get a visual.
Yeah, for sure. Even
you're disrespectful. You're not kneeling.
Right.
You're not there. You're putting the flag out there where you want it to be seen. But at the same time, you are not there to be seen.
Even if they don't, I'm wondering if there would be something that would be done about bringing essentially a prop into the thing. But
it's off the field.
But. Or simply leaving your helmet. I was envisioning that as leaving your helmet on the sideline as you're not out there to sort of make your absence seen. It's kind of interesting.
Put it on the bench.
Yeah, that's interesting, George. I like that.
Because again, you're not hurting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're certainly not disrespecting anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not there. And you're showing that you're affinity for the patriotism,
mm-hmm.
but you're also allowing your absence to speak before you actually open your mouth.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. It's also kind of I like that idea, and I also don't trust the country to receive it as you have laid it out there, because that was part of the thing that Colin Kaepernick did whenever he went from sitting on the bench to taking a knee. It was after he had a conversation with a military member and said, hey, how can I do this in a way that shows people that I'm not out here attacking the military or disrespecting the flag, but that I'm making a statement on something different? That was the solution.
My only question, and I don't know the answer,
uh-huh.
about Kaepernick's original protest.
Uh-huh.
Did he go to the ownership first?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think that's...
See, that to me would have been the way to have resolved the issue way even before it started. Because even if the owner disagreed, he at least voiced his concern and his expression of what he was going to do up front.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this. You know, it's my right to do so. It's your right to discipline me however you want.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, hey, that's why we have conscientious objectors.
Yes, and I
all
also...
All you got to do is express why you're going to do before you do it,
mm-hmm.
and that way you're covered.
I think that's something that if the end result of all of this would have been visible from the beginning, I wonder if Kaepernick would have chosen to do that. Because, again, it started by him simply not standing for the national anthem. I don't think he intended on starting, you know, something that still talking about. Yeah, a movement we're talking about 2 years later. So that's very interesting.
So, and the other side is, aside from, you know, totally non sequitur to the flag issue, but just mm-hmm. for Kaepernick's sake, so the CFL thinks Johnny Manziel is better than Kaepernick?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry. You've got teams over there who could use a good quality quarterback.
Yep.
Why aren't they offering a position for him? Granted, whether he takes it or not, offer. See what he says.
Yep. That's how I feel.
Out loud, you know?
Yes, absolutely. That's how I feel with a lot of NFL teams also. Now, obviously, we know why they're not doing it.
Collusion? What collusion?
Right, exactly. And there's actually a story about that I thought we might get to today. I don't know if we'll ever get back there or not, but you brought us back there, so we'll talk about that in a minute also. And so all of that being wonderful, George, from the pizza to the court summons to the idea. Always good to hear from you.
And I'll let you run.
Please.
Okay. Is the BFL, Biblical
yes.
Football League.
Yes.
We've got to have a home team broadcast team.
Hold on. I got to change page. I got to go to it. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hit me with
it. All right. All right. Well, we've got to bring on board the original Zeke, Ezekiel.
Okay, good.
You know, he's always been the eternal optimist. He saw the wheel, you know, mm-hmm. whatever mushrooms he was smoking at the time.
Yep.
The eternal pessimist, you got to have Jeremiah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, woe is me, oh ye, O Israel.
Yep. Listen, we have Rex Hudler, and then, I don't know, like Adam Teicher, maybe?
Yeah. But... And I'm stretching this a bit, still in biblical terms, but taken from a different page, from the, you've got to have the color commentator, the guy who's the ex-jock, who, you know, the Dandy Don of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is from the late lamented Middle Eastern Maccabees, Judah the Hammer.
It's really good. Also, I think we've made a mistake by not getting Judah in the lineup. But depending,
is he more Torah than he is Bible?
I don't see.
That's why I didn't go up front with that. Because
no,
I thought,
you've got these are good questions, and I'm glad that we need. This is why we need meetings. We need owners meetings. We need a commissioner. Because are we going Bible era? How are we doing? How are we doing different books from the same time? At the very least, this is a fantastic loophole, and bringing him in as the color commentator is just stupendous.
Well, like I said, I have no life. I'm just waiting for my court date.
Well, we have no life. We're just waiting for someone like you to stumble across and listen to this while waiting for the court date. So, in a way, I think we're fulfilling each other's purposes or something.
Hey, your old boss. Hey, have a great long weekend. Are you guys on Monday?
We're not on Monday. We've got 3 days in a row off. Well, not really. No, that's not true. But we're not here. We have Monday off. So, yes, we have a weekend day this week.
All right. Well, then I won't feel bad if I'm grilling.
No, grill away. Also, throw some pineapple on that grill and let's try to bring that flavor profile to more people.
Grilled pineapple is wonderful.
Yes, we have to educate some people, man. There are so many pineapple haters, and I think one of them is sitting across the glass from me right now. We'll bring the truth to them this weekend.
Have them go to any Mexican fiesta. There's pineapple everywhere.
Ooh, that sounds amazing. I don't know if I'm going to send beards to one.
Have you ever heard of Carnitas Tacos?
Yeah, of course.
Pork with pineapple.
Okay, I didn't know that always came with pineapple. Interesting.
Like I said, well, if it's a true carnitas taco, it's marinated pork, and they do it in a pineapple sauce.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, it's amazing. Good stuff.
Oh, man, I'm already so hungry, and I just... Beards, can you do this show so I can go try to find some of those pineapple carnitas tacos? Beards is speechless. Beards isn't even responding to my request.
And by the way, that's the other thing. There is no such thing as Mexican food delivery in this town. I refuse to live here any longer. We've got to have somebody. There's got to, you know, forget the taco truck. We can go to a taco truck.
Uh-huh.
But why isn't they, you know, why is it that Jimmy Juan's delivery?
Jimmy Juan sounds brilliant.
Jaime Juan.
I would somehow be poorer. And in worse shape, but I would be a happier man if we had Jimmy Juan's.
That's it, man. We got to go there.
All right, George. Thank you, as always, for calling in. Just a delight. He's just delightful. These tacos just are going to derail the rest of the show for me. As if the pineapple pizza that I was cooking up in my head wasn't enough. Now I'm trying to think about, like, I don't even know if I want pizza anymore. There's a Mexican grocery store in Olathe. It's Bonito something. It's Bonito, like, Mihalkin or something. I can't remember what the second word even is, and I wouldn't know it if I wouldn't be able to pronounce it if I had it in front of me, probably. But the first word, it's Bonito. We call it Bonito. It's a Mexican grocery store, but they have a I don't even know how to explain it, really. They have basically a little restaurant kind of off to the side, and they also provide all the meat for Quemachos next door. The tacos there are unbelievable, and on Tuesdays, they're all a dollar, except for, like, some of them aren't, but the ones that are more expensive are also worth it.
Bonito me...
I told you.
Gosh. M-I-C-H...
Yes, it's that one.
O-A-C-A-N.
If you search Bonito Olathe. If you're ever in Olathe looking for some authentic, wonderful tacos.
Just think, I took 2 semesters of Spanish.
Wow. That's embarrassing. It's on Santa Fe and Olathe. It's just wonderful. It's a grocery store, but if over on the right side, it has all of the food that you can buy there, and there's some seating and everything, and it's just my favorite. So that's what I'm craving now. This Papa John's coupon means nothing to me anymore. I gotta find some pineapple carnitas. I mean, we need to find some Mexican delivery. That's also a great call. Every time we hang up with George, I feel less worthy of hosting this radio show because I just want to listen to his show instead of doing mine. Just makes me so happy. Do we need to take a break? Or we can just do whatever. Are we at a place where we can do whatever we want?
I mean, we can take a break. Reset the segment.
Let me do the Colin Kaepernick thing real quick. Because this is a story that I had on the line. I didn't know if we'd ever get to it or not. As far as because Beards and I talked about the fact that the NFL is going to almost certainly skirt the collusion case because proving collusion is really, really difficult. Did you see this story from a day or two ago? Charles Robinson tweeted about?
Enlighten me.
Months into 2017 free agency, the NFL used a Washington, D.C. consulting firm to ask Americans whether a specific unemployed player should have been signed by a team. That player, Colin Kaepernick. Excuse me. This week, the NFL declined to say why it needed that info. So the source says that the NFL used a polling firm to get the public opinion on Colin Kaepernick. If you're going to get something that's close to a smoking gun, it's probably going to look a lot like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
The NFL going out and then using a polling firm to try to basically gauge the backlash if a team was to sign Kaepernick. I'm not saying there was a code red order saying, hey, nobody signed Colin Kaepernick. I'm guessing that didn't happen.
No, it'd never be anything like that. It's just implied.
But if the NFL even gets that information and then sends it out to the rest of the teams, says, hey, we just did some checking and we found out that 60% of your fan base thinks you should not sign Colin Kaepernick. That is, it's not a code red, but it's implying one. So I didn't think that they were going to be able to find, I couldn't come up with an idea that would be a reasonably plausible collusion case.
Outside of, like, whatever team it was, or several teams that had it, like, Kaepernick was still listed as, like, a starting level.
Right. That's a team-by-team basis. Like, the Broncos had that, where before the protest, he was a starting quarterback, and then afterwards, they suddenly were no longer interested in him. This, on a league-wide level, this is the most interesting thing there is there. Right, whenever we come back, we'll get back to pizza.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Best, like fast food delivery pizza chain. Beards.
Fast food delivery pizza. I usually just go with Pizza Hut.
That's usually what I go with, too.
Guys, the answer is Domino's. You guys both lost.
Domino's is good. Domino's is better than Easter.
Domino's has stepped it up, though.
Yeah, they got that garlicky crust.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's good stuff.
God, I love this sports show.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
Pizza Talk. If you're wondering why we're doing Pizza Talk, because here's a tease, that topic earlier that I told you I wrote down in silence just so I could spring it as justification for the show we're doing. Asterisk if the Warriors win the series? No, I don't care. No one cares. If the Warriors beat the Rockets without Chris Paul, fine. It happens.
Nobody will remember in 10 years.
And I just can't imagine. And, like, the Warriors lost a final with no Draymond Green. And suspended, right? Stop it. Who cares? It doesn't matter. So now we go to pizza. I have this coupon. I've been very excited about this today because I,
Hang on. Do you have Around the Horn on? PTI, sorry?
PTI, yes. I see Brian the Horse addressing the question.
The headline. Are the Cavaliers confused?
Also, Brian Windhorst is doing this from, like, a restaurant. There's, like, a restaurant behind him.
They've all been out at location somewhere, I think.
Weird.
He's with, like, the jump or whatever, and they were out.
Anyway, Beards, are the Cavs confused?
I certainly
Nobody am. Cares!
Also, confused about what?
Nobody cares. Dumb topic. What a bad topic. Got to fill those 30 minutes somehow. Okay, so we have our... I think we can pretty much give a top three national ranking. We can discuss the pros and cons of these. But also, I want to talk about types of pizzas. I want to know your standard go-to.
Okay.
I want to know your favorite specialty pizza. I want to know a specific pizza that you can only get from one place. I have answers for all of those.
Okay.
But I've got another one.
I have a very important question about this.
Okay.
So say a place like Old Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not just all pizza they do there.
Right.
Pizza is a notable part of their thing.
Sure.
Are we including that?
We're not including that in our delivery rankings, but that's in our conversation, of course.
Yeah, I'm just going like pizza in general. I'm not saying just like delivery or whatever. I'm just going good pizza.
So you're going to give me I was thinking doing delivery, ranking delivery pizza chains and then discussing other important ones.
We can do either.
I don't know. I don't think I can rank every place that has pizza. I think the real discussion is Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Domino's. And then we have the other conversations about, you know, the stuff you can get at like an Old Chicago.
Sure.
I think that the ranking for delivery pizza is the Eastern Conference. There is a clear LeBron of delivery pizza, and then there are a couple others that you have to like pay attention to but aren't nearly as good. I've been outspoken on this. Domino's is the best delivery pizza, I would say, by a nice solid margin. Papa, Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut is very doughy, a lot of bread, very bready pizza. And Papa John's is wet. Papa John's pizza is too wet.
That's not a good thing you want to say when you're talking about pizza.
It's not. There's too much sauce. The cheese is always like falling off. When I imagine Papa John's pizza, I imagine picking up a slice and then immediately going droopy. And we have commercials for how to fix stuff like that, but not in pizza. When I think about Pizza Hut, I think about pizza that's just too thick. I think about basically breadsticks with toppings, and the crust can be good, but I don't think it can be on the level of Domino's. Domino's has a nice texture all the way through. Their garlic crust is extremely good. Like their standard crust, that is garlic seasoned.
The standard crust is
extremely
really good.
And they have an appropriate ratio of all the toppings and everything. I think Domino's is very clearly one. Papa John's probably two. Pizza Hut a close third.
So, my one is probably Godfather's Pizza.
See, I don't even have a reference point for that. I appreciate your insight.
So, when I lived in Liberty, there was a Godfather's nearby that we went to all the time. It was the best. It was just my favorite type of pizza.
Okay.
I will defend Pizza Hut.
So I know you love Pizza Hut.
I like thin crust pizza.
Okay.
And
I also like a good thin crust pizza.
Pizza Hut does some of the best thin crusts that I've had.
I might have to get a Papa John's thin crust today, because Papa John's thin crust is also does any place have bad thin crust pizza?
That's fair.
All right.
I just enjoy Pizza Hut's thin crust.
That's fine.
I think Pizza Hut at its peak is really, really good. There can be weaker levels of Pizza Hut, which I've experienced. Also, their breadsticks are phenomenal, so bonus points there.
I disagree.
And then I will go with Domino's 3.
And then Papa John's not making the metal stand.
Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
No, Papa John's is nasty.
What's your critique of Papa John's?
I have never cared for it. It's never been good for me.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so that's a good that's our metal stand there. I think Domino's is clearly getting the gold. Godfather just isn't in my thing. Although you like a nice Minsky's.
Minsky's is good.
That's on the podium.
I there.
That's on the podium for me.
My list just has like little carrots everywhere that's going, "Oh, what about this place? What about this place?"
This is a work in progress.
We're doing this
on the fly.
I'll put it over there.
I want to get I want to get our go-to pizzas out there. If you go, you're just getting pizza. Let's say it's a place you've never gotten pizza from before. You're getting pizza from a place and it's a pick your own. And you're going to get, let's say, up to two toppings. You get one or two toppings. What is your go-to pizza?
I'm usually just like a thin pepperoni kind of guy.
Yeah, it's so boring.
It's really good.
I think my go-to two-topping pizza is pineapple and onions. And it's very good. I like that a lot. But if I can get a white sauce, a chicken and white sauce is also always a winner.
I'm not a white sauce person.
I like a good Alfredo sauce pizza. I like that a lot.
Pizza Shuttle's down far on my list because of that.
Oh, I wasn't even considering Pizza Shuttle in the thing. We're going to get to Pizza Shuttle shows up in mine eventually. But so your default is a nice pepperoni. My default is something pineapple-y. I like a good pineapple pizza. It's a very specific flavor profile that I really dig. Do you have a specialty pizza that you like a lot? Not from a specific place, but a type. So if you go into a new pizza place, you're just always getting pepperoni.
Pretty much.
You're so bleeping boring.
I know.
I almost cursed. I'm so mad at you. My go-to specialty pizza, barbecue chicken. I feel like I can tell if a barbecue chicken pizza, buy a barbecue chicken pizza if you have a good pizza place or not.
Old Chicago does. It's called like the double deckeroni. It's just like
the double what?
Double deckeroni.
The one more time.
Double deckeroni.
Deck. Got it. Oof.
It's just like a bunch of
mark that and go listen to that later.
Sure. It's just like a bunch of pepperonis on there. It's like hot sauce and some other stuff. It's actually really good.
That sounds interesting. I went to Papakino's for the first time a little while ago.
Papakino's
I've been there
is
twice
the
now.
Best.
I wrote it down. It's very, very
it's
good.
It's really good.
I go there and just I chow down on one of those barbecue chicken pizzas. Also, Pie Five's Kansas City Pizza,
Pie
a barbecue
good.
One with Joe's. I think it's Joe's barbecue sauce. Maybe it might not be Joe's. It might be Jack Stack. I think it's Jack Stack.
I don't know.
But they have a chicken sausage. It's amazing. Barbecue's really good.
Best pizza I've ever had is in Branson.
Okay.
It's called Reed Springs Pizza. It is just unbelievably good.
Is that the best pepperoni pizza you've had?
It's just the best pizza, period.
But was it a pepperoni pizza?
Yes.
Okay. I think my all-time favorite singular slice of pizza is from a place that you reject. Pizza Shuttle with cream cheese, pineapple, and some jalapenos. It's exquisite. The cream cheese pizza is such a gift. It's such a gift. And Beards doesn't like it.
Nope.
And it drives me. It makes me upset.
Do not like it. Pizza Shuttle on its own is fine. I'm not a cream cheese person at all.
You're not an anything person.
I know.
You're a thin crust pineapple person. Or thin crust pepperoni person. We get it. Have some fun sometimes. Go on an adventure. Barbecue chicken is my specialty pizza.
Chicago deep dish style, really good too.
Yeah, that's fine. That's how we end the segment.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on ESPN Kansas City.